everybody, and welcome to episode number 31 of Girl Fight. My name is Nicole Tanner, and I am your host. Today, I am joined by Jessica Chobot.
Hello.
Megan Sullivan.
Hola.
And Christine Steimer.
Hello.
Dana is not joining us today because she didn't feel up to it, unfortunately. She had to put her cat down yesterday, and she wrote a really, really sweet eulogy about him on her blog on my IGN. So I encourage you all to take
a look. I don't even think I'm following her on my IGN. I need to go do that.
What is
bad
your problem?
Person.
I'm following you.
I think she has it on her Facebook page, too.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she accepts friends from anybody on Facebook. But gotcha. My IGN, you can read it for sure. So, so that's why she's not here today. So she'll be back with us next week. So real quick, I want to do some art shout outs. So a couple of people answered the call of the Fran Goat art and did so
of
very
which I
well.
I went ahead and tagged him on it. So it's all showing up on his Facebook page.
Yeah. So Andrew Froylan and Michelle Wu, thank you very much for delivering the Fran Goat art. They are both fabulous.
Andrew's Fran's real life friend. So way to throw him under the bus.
I just like that I'm flying through the air.
Yeah. I just question what you're doing, what you're about to do with that hammer and Fran Goat's butt over in the
oh, and the other one. I'm like gonna go. It looks like I'm gonna like just tap him. Like
maybe you're because
if
give
I
him
was gonna hit him for reals, my arm would be way farther back.
Maybe
to get
maybe
momentum.
You guys are preparing for a goatsy.
Why are you raising your hand in that picture? By the way, who are you trying to high five?
Maybe you're trying to flag me down and tell me not to do it.
That or I'm like asking for me to take turns next.
Hey, give me the hammer.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So thanks, guys, for that art. And if you don't know what we're talking about, these images are on Facebook. And if you're not following us or liking us on Facebook yet, why the hell not? So let's get started here like we always do with what we're playing. Who wants to start?
It's been a while. Can I start?
Yeah, go for it.
I kind of... So this all occurred because I was told by a certain individual close to me that I have gotten bitter about games, and that's why I had stopped playing games for a while, which then of course made me bitter at that person, which then forced me to go back and play a bunch of games I didn't want, like I haven't played in a while. But it all turned out great in the end. So I've actually been catching up on a lot of the DLCs that have come out that I've missed or have just been too lazy. That would be, I think, I don't remember last time what I mentioned, but the Dragon Age, the last one with the
Witch Hunt.
All of the Mass Effect ones, Shadow Broker, and what was the other one?
Overlord.
The one right before. Overlord.
Yeah.
Wow. Shadow Broker's fantastic.
Yeah.
I really, really liked that one. Loved it. And then I also actually ended up getting hooked up with, what else did I finish? Oh, I finally finished Alan Wake. Finally finished that. And I actually tried to play some of the DLC, but by that time I literally had played Alan Wake over the course of an entire weekend pretty much nonstop. And then the DLC was just so similar to the game itself that it was just too much for me.
But did it get any better? Because I know you said you weren't really feeling it before. Did the end change your mind at all?
No. It was cool to see the story plays itself out. And I think I enjoyed the story a little bit more, but as for the gameplay itself, it pretty much kind of stayed in that status quo, where it after a while, it's like you just saw the same demons or whatever coming after you again and again, and the only way that they made it any more difficult or, like, more intriguing was just by adding
more of
them demons.
And you're like,
which,
God.
Which I'm just, I was kind of just like, I'm done. I'm bored with this now. And so, I mean, I finished it. I enjoyed it. It was a lot more fun than I was giving it credit for, maybe when I was frustrated, but not by a lot, and certainly not enough for me to bother then with the DLC. And then I've got a on live account now.
Oh,
and
cool.
I got the, is that out yet? I can't remember. I think it's,
yeah, it's
taking pre-orders,
right?
Aren't they?
Oh, you mean for the console thing?
Yeah, the micro consoles.
Yeah, it should be out soon if it's not out now.
The
service is available on PC already.
Okay. I haven't asked them what I can talk about and what I can't, so I'm just gonna go for broke here. I'm sure if it's out, I can probably whatever, because I can't imagine that the PC and the micro console is all that different. Micro console is what I've got. I've not noticed. I like it. I think it's a really cool concept. I think that if they can promise what and deliver what they've been promising, that there would be really no reason for me to go out and buy games at a store that much anymore. you know, it's brand new, so their selection's pretty small. And I think, and I've seen a lot of people that when I Twittered about it or whatever, I saw a lot of people making that comment. But, you know, guys, it just, I mean, it literally just happened. Right. They have one game on there. One thing that kind of was like, is that they don't have, at least right now, they don't have the games separate in different sections as to what games are good for the micro consoles and what can only be played on PC. So what ended up happening is I tried to play World of Goo through the micro console, and it popped up and said, you can't purchase this because you need a keyboard and a mouse. I mean, obviously, I could have played it on the PC, but then at that point, like, that's not why I got the micro console for. So, you know, and then I also think that, and I know a lot of people have mentioned this as well, is that, you know, if they could do like TV streaming, kind of internet TV through it, I would probably never bother with Netflix again if they had a good selection.
Right.
Or any of those things, like just not as much as, it would be a good competition, I think, to add to the mix. And something that I certainly would then use the OnLive system for even more often.
Could you see yourself neglecting your Xbox and PS3 for this then?
Yeah, I do.
Depending on the game.
Depending on the game.
I mean, obviously, there's not going to be any first-party stuff on OnLive.
Yeah. Right. They wouldn't want to.
Yeah. depending on the game. And then also, I do use my Xbox and my PS3, or my Xbox 360 and my PS3, as entertainment consoles as well. Aside from the gaming aspect, like I watch all my movies. I mean, I've given the example that my cable dropped out for a long time, and I never bothered to call them because I would just Netflix things and stream things. And then, you know, and now with PS3, and you can do the Hulu TV stuff, and I can get I can watch my Korean dramas off of my, you know, whatevers. I'm set. Mm-hmm. There's really no reason. Yeah. I would actually cancel my cable subscription if all. So I think that if they, going back to your point, if they get that going on live, it could definitely put a hardcore dent in my usage of PS3 and 360.
Yeah, I guess then you just have to use it for, like, exclusives, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or anybody on live doesn't have a deal with. Although they signed a deal with a good number of the big third-party publishers. So
things in regards to the thing that I... Or things in regards to the thing. Things in regards to, like, the actual gaming aspect of it as far as streaming, I have noticed... I have it hooked up directly to my internet. I do not have it going through wireless. Right. Mm-hmm. Because I already know that my wireless is crap at my place and I'm not even going to deal with it. But even through my line, I can tell that it was weird. The games that I played, there wasn't any. I didn't play that long, so I'm not saying, like, I got to go back and really, really test it. But up to this point, I didn't notice, like, any kind of lag. What was weird is when I would go into the menu screen to go through the OnLive actual menu system, there was issues. And I would see it, like, having loading problems, you know, where it kind of goes, like, you know, and then it all plays catch up all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I noticed that happened a couple times, and then a warning little pop-up came up and said, like, oh, well, you know, your network flaw, but it didn't tell you what, and there was no way to go in and check, really. And so I was just like, well, that doesn't help me.
Yeah.
And so I'm assuming that it's on their end because, you know, I have my Xbox 360 hooked up directly to my internet as well, and I've never had a problem with it there. Mm-hmm. So I'm assuming that is potentially an issue, and that makes me nervous because if it's not working in the menu system,
It's probably not going to work.
Work in the games.
I mean, that's the other thing that's going to affect the success of it as a whole is your internet connection. So
big
if
time.
You've got a crappy internet connection.
There's no way.
Yeah, it's not.
In fact, my wireless. In order to, I tried going through wireless in order to activate the actual profile stuff, and it wouldn't even it wouldn't even happen. So I just switched to direct, and it was fine. But and I also, as far as the controller, it's very much like a 360 controller, but it's kind of painful. It's very it's very hard edges, And so it's fine. Like, the weight's fine for me, at least. The weight's fine. The hand distance is fine. All the buttons are fine. It's just that the edges are kind of hard, and the plastic,
it's just not comfortable to, like, hold.
And the plastic is very hard. And so, like, after a while, I, like, noticed that I was, like, getting calluses and like hurting my hands. And I was like, oh, this kind of sucks, you know. But
can you only use that controller? You can't use other things, like,
I
by plugging in.
I have no idea.
I think that.
That sucks.
As of right now, this is the only controller that they have available. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure all that stuff's going to change. I'm sure third party people are going to come on board and start making controllers that are adaptable for it and whatever the case may be. I'm sure all of it's going to improve. I definitely have to say that despite like all these little things, what a cool concept. And if they can get it to work, I think it's going to be amazing. Mm-hmm. So that's my thing.
Cool.
That's my thing lately.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How about you, Megan?
I played a ton of Pac-Man Championship Edition DX over the holidays. I said I was going to do it, and not only did I do it, but I roped all of my siblings into playing with me one night. We'd all had a little much too much wine to drink, and so we all went out and played, and it's so fun playing.
Drunk?
That too.
God, isn't it?
When you remember it. No. We were tipsy, we weren't too bad, because you can't really play that game and have your reflexes.
Yeah, I was about to say, your reflexes
blood.
Are going
to
be totally off.
They have to be pretty
off.
Good, and I have to say, it got super
good. Why isn't it going? I don't know.
We did run into a lot of walls. That was kind of funny. But no, we played time trials, and that is really fun to play with other people trying to beat each other's time. And so it was my sister's boyfriend and I teaming up against my younger brother who kept smashing time records. And so we like played for like 2 hours straight just trying to beat each other at all the different mazes and all the different times. And it's a super fun game. So if you're listening, do yourself a favor and go buy this game if you already haven't, because for $9.99, it's actually a steal. So I played that.
Oh, is it only $9.99?
It's only $9.99. And I would have paid $14.99 for it. I love that freaking game. So that was a really good purchase. And then for some reason, I keep playing Rune Factory Frontier, even though, like a lot of Harvest Moon games, it doesn't have very good like structure. You almost have too much free time. And what I liked about Tree of Tranquility, which Nicole let me, was that the time management was better because you had like part-time jobs you could do, which would speed the day along if you had nothing to do, especially in the beginning of the game. And you also had the option of being a girl, so you could go after guys.
Yeah.
But as Rune Factory Frontiers, A, you had to play the other games to get what's going on, and B, they keep forcing this one girl on you named Mist, and not only is she as dumb as a doorknob, but she keeps stalking you. She'll be hanging out in my flower bed, be like, "Woman, get the hell out of my garden!"
Yeah,
and then she'll appear
hanging out in your flowers.
Yeah, literally just standing there, staring at your wall.
Does she think it's Farmville?
I'd have no idea.
Hey,
and then
I was just watering your plants for you.
She's not even doing that. She's just tromping all over my flowers, and then she'll appear in my house and be like, "Woman, quit
stalking
me."
How is she?
Yeah, just randomly like walks
creeper.
Into my house. Yeah, super super creepy, and then she'll say something ditzy like, "I had this dream where there was this fluffy little chicken and it was talking to me." Get out, you psycho. Like, the whole game is just me trying to shoo her
is
out of
my house.
Is she
the only one you can romance?
She's the
she
easiest
just like
one,
the easy, the whore one.
She's
the whore.
She's not even that. She's just psycho. She just follows you around. It's like I'm trying to like.
I think she's important to the story they're trying to tell, though,
I guess so, but if, by doing absolutely
it's
nothing.
It's been a long time since I played it. I never played it through the whole thing because I didn't care for it, but
yeah, I can't get her to go away, and it's just kind of like I want a challenging romance. I don't necessarily want you to sit on my front porch and wait for me to pass
so
by.
So you didn't enjoy filling your time with like dungeon crawling?
It's okay, except that I just beat my first sort of major boss, and other than getting an emerald, it's like it didn't really advance the story, and the characters don't really help advance the story. Oh, I heard you went to Whale Island. Be careful. Would you tell me anything about it? Like the fact that it's going to fall from the sky and shouldn't we all be worried? And do you have any clues as to what I should do? Everyone's just oblivious in that game. And I was like,
there's an island in the sky.
There's an island in the sky called Whale Island. And the whale spirit tells you that it's going to crash on
the
people below.
Well, no shit. A whale shouldn't be in the sky.
Well, exactly. And it's saying that.
I love your logic.
I know.
Well, even the whale is like, I probably shouldn't be here. I can't move. I probably shouldn't be alive.
I can't breathe.
I
have no water.
And by the way, I'm going to crush everyone at an unspecified time. You should probably do something. And you have no hints so far as to what to do. And
why doesn't
nobody
he just
cares.
Ease the island into the ocean?
I don't know. I don't know where it's going.
I don't
it's,
know.
It's
I have not played this game, but it sounds
crazy. Rune Factories on DS are better than the one on the Wii.
Oh, good. Then I might try Rune Factory 3. I don't know. We haven't quite.
why are you pouting, Jess?
I'm not pouting. Oh, I'm struggling with a question I want to ask, but I don't know because it's going to make me sound real stupid.
Why?
What? I thought whales breathe air because they have blowholes.
They do.
They do.
Okay, good.
They need to be in the water, though.
I was like really worried about this. I'm like, has this all been a lie?
It is all a lie.
Yeah, they are. They're mammals. And then I'm playing Golden Sun DS, but that game is boring me.
like everyone's like telling me, oh man, Golden Sun was like the greatest, you know, GBA game. You got to go play it and blah, blah, blah. And I'm playing this game. I'm like, my God, I could not be more bored. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what's going on. Everything's convoluted and it's text, like it's dialogue heavy even for an RPG and nobody says anything relevant. You know, it's all conversations like, as you know, Bob, the Morning Moon is back and we should probably do something. Remember the time when these four heroes went back and did this and this and this? And you're just like, oh my God, just get on with it. So yeah, that's a big disappointment. But anyways, back to Pac-Man Edition DX. It is awesome and everyone should go play it.
I think they did the game a disservice by calling it Pac-Man Championship Edition DX because a lot of people, I feel, are going to log on and go, oh, I already own this game.
Yeah.
And not going to buy it because they don't understand. Oh, two letters at the end makes that much of a difference. Mm-hmm. So I think they really should have thought about the name a little bit better, you know.
Yeah, I mean, even when I brought it up to my husband, he's like, well, what is that, an add-on for Championship
Edition?
Exactly,
you don't know. Yeah. And, like, and no, if you're thinking it's an add-on, you're like, $10.
Yeah.
What? No. Yeah.
You know, called it Ms. Pac-Man, and all they had to do was add a bow, and then people would have been like,
That could have worked, but I don't know why they did it that way. I don't think it was smart.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Whatever. It's still an awesome game, and it got a 10.
It's totally, it's a great game. I'm not denying it that. I'm just saying that they probably should have thought about the name a little bit more.
I agree with you there. So what have you been playing, Christine?
Over Thanksgiving break, I went to this weird state of mind. So like the first day I got back, I was like, I'm going to play what I want to play because I've been playing crap for reviews this whole time and I'm sick of it. So I started playing like a little bit more of The Sims and then I started playing KOTOR. Mm. But then guilt set in and I started feeling really bad about not playing the games I'm supposed to be playing for work. So then I ended up not playing anything. I don't know.
If I can't play what I want, I'm not playing anything.
And so I just sat and watched TV for like 4 days.
Oh my God. Good on TV?
No. But I just sat with the dogs and like did not. I just like vegged out.
I sat with the dogs and stared at the TV for all.
It actually sounds like a fabulous vacation.
Sometimes you have to do good. That. Sometimes
yeah, I needed a mental break. But now that I'm back, I've got a lot of Wii games to go through, actually.
It's hard to play games that you don't really want to play. And not only, and then try to be objective and try to finish them.
Yeah.
You know, it's difficult, especially when there's one after the other.
It's like, there's no end in sight. Oh, God. Let's see. I have a Pictionary review, which is actually a good game. I enjoyed it. But then I've got, like, Rudolph, the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Not a joke. And Raving Rabbids.
Oh.
Which hopefully doesn't suck, but I looked in the back of the box, and there is a dancing minigame.
There is.
Which I'm not excited about at all.
Why? But dancing.
Because it's going to be something dumb like just dance, where you're like, just really move one arm.
I see what you're saying, yeah.
It's not bueno.
I was kind of bummed when I heard about that Rabbids game, because the ones that they released last year on the Wii, Rabbids Go Home was actually like an adventure game where you're shoving a shopping cart around.
I saw that one, yeah.
And that one was actually a lot of fun.
Play it.
And then they went back to this kind of party game.
The party
game thing.
I remember one Rabbids game. This is when I was in college. Somebody had this on their Wii and we were all a little drunk. And it was fun. There was one mini game where you were throwing a cow.
Oh, yeah. That's the first one.
And I was like, oh, this is weird but fun at the same time. So we had a good time with that game. And then I think we raced cows.
I think so, yeah. There's also a mini game in that one where you can shoot plungers at the rabbits and they stick to their faces.
I guess.
Which is pretty funny. But
yeah, so we'll see how good these mini games are.
Yeah.
All right. I like rabbits.
They're cute.
Yeah.
They're cute and creepy.
I know.
It's so weird. They're just, I don't know.
I love creepy.
They're
cute
like Nick
things,
Scarpino,
though.
Cute and creepy.
Oh my gosh!
Oh God!
All right. Is that it?
Okay.
That's
it. Unfortunately.
What have you been playing, Nicole?
I played quite a few games over the holiday. I did try Lord of the Rings Online with my husband because he badgered me into it, but I did not like it. And I think it's not because that game in particular is bad. I think it's because I just don't like MMOs. Yeah. So nothing is going to change that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I gave it a try. He's looking for another one for us to play. So
Cataclysm's coming out soon.
I'll give that one. Yeah, but I mean, the game mechanics in Lord of the Rings Online are basically the same as they are in Warcraft. And if I didn't like them there, I'm not going to like them.
Oh, I just meant for your husband, because he's looking for new stuff.
No, he wants something for us to play together.
Oh.
Specifically.
I see.
So, yeah.
Do you have like two computer rigs set up at your house?
Well, I usually have my work laptop at home over the weekends.
Oh, so it's something that has to run on your work laptop.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the free-to-play ones, there's typically not a problem
right.
with those. And we're not going to pay for two subscriptions anyhow, so.
True.
We're looking at the
expensive
free-to-play space.
$30 a month.
Yeah. And I also finally started to play Red Dead Redemption.
Good.
And I am enjoying it, which is surprising to me because I hate Western-themed things.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did too, but I am right there with you.
But I liked it. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I think the story is intriguing. And riding a horse is so much more fun in that game than I thought it would be.
It's so fun. It's so great. I just rode around.
I think the voice acting is fantastic, too.
Yeah. It is.
I
it's
mean,
really
just
well done.
The whole thing is really well put together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing how those little details really help to... Not that the story is bad by any means, but it's amazing how those little details, just that little bit of voice acting that's just on spot, can really suck you into a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, likable characters. Like, you like John Marston.
Yeah.
You're like, you do.
Hey, buddy, let's go get a beer.
Yeah. And then I also started playing Epic Mickey this week. And I like it so far. However, it's got little... frustrating things about it, like the camera isn't always so great, and it's inconsistent on when he grabs ledges for you. And
so weird, because I think I was with Dana at E3. Maybe it was Dana.
Yeah.
We went to go play Epic Mickey on the show floor, and there, for some reason, I was able to get the controls. Mm-hmm. And then Rich had it at his desk, and I went to go pick it up, and I just could not like do anything for the life of me.
Huh.
It was so weird. I was like, I don't know what's happening. I feel sort of slow. I'm not gonna use the R word, and like I'm like I don't know what's happening. And I threw it at Rich and I was like, here. I don't know.
The controls are, I mean, I have,
I just found it weird that I had a better, like, I had it was easier picking it up at E3 than
I mean, it's little things, like I said, like you're trying to, like, there's a timer going and you've got to jump up this ledges and get to the top before the timer goes out, and he's inconsistent about when he'll grab the ledge, you know, or the camera staying on Mickey when he jumps will, you know, the platform that you're supposed to land on will no longer be in view, and
so you're
you
like,
end up over
crap.
Jumping it.
I hate that.
So
annoying.
So those little things are kind of marring the experience for me.
See, and that's my number one pet peeve in the game, is a bad camera. It just drives me crazy.
I mean, as far as platformers go, I've definitely played a lot worse. I mean, you can hit the C button to center it behind him at any time, which works really, really well. It doesn't always work in some games. But it's just like, it's almost worse when there's a really good game that just has those little annoying issues as opposed to a game that's just bad, you know,
right?
Because it's like, oh, it's so close.
It was almost there.
Yeah. But it's definitely cute. It's funny. I love the 2D levels in the old cartoon
settings.
Yeah,
those ones look really cool.
Yeah, they are awesome. So yeah, it's not quite as awesome as I hoped it would be, but it's still very good, and I recommend it. So that's what I've been playing. So speaking of gaming letdowns, our topic today is how this holiday season has not been a great one.
No, it hasn't.
There have been lots of big games that I think all of us were really looking forward to come out, and they've all been kind of meh.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, it's crazy to me. Like, everything that I've played that I was so excited to play, I've just gone through it and just been so, I think I just had too high of expectations, maybe.
Yeah.
And so then you get into it and you're like, oh, well, all right, back on the shelf.
Yeah.
Ones that had come out to this point that I really, really were looking forward to was New Vegas and Fable 3.
Yeah,
Fable
3
I really enjoyed. I feel that that one gave me what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, New Vegas, not so much.
Yeah, I don't think Fable, the first half gave me what I was looking for, and the second half just totally ruined it for me.
Mm.
But, and then Fallout, I just, well, unfortunately, had to burn out on it really quickly
because
I had to review it in such a short amount of time. But so I was like, all right, well, that's another game. I was looking forward to playing this game for like 80 hours.
Yeah,
you know, like
I was looking forward to
over
playing
and over
it a lot
and
too. But I'm burnt out and I haven't even finished the story. Like,
yeah.
I don't have any desire to go back to it. I just found it uninteresting story wise compared to Fallout 3.
Yeah.
And now Epic Mickey is not quite living up to my expectations. Although, I mean, I'm not finished with it by any means, so I might change my mind after I finish it. But
Call of Duty Black Ops, fun, but it's
I haven't played it yet.
Call of Duty. Yeah. I mean, it's just the same.
Yeah, I haven't played it because it's another Call of Duty, and I really didn't really care that much about Modern Warfare 2. When I played it, I was like, "All right, what just happened? Cool, shot a bunch of people.
Yeah,
and I'm done. And I haven't been in a shooting kind of mood.
Right.
So I haven't played Halo, and I haven't played Call of Duty yet. So
yeah, I still haven't played Halo yet either. Maybe my husband and I could play that over.
I was Greg and I were gonna play it co-op. But we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that's the only way I'll play it.
Oh, like over Christmas or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, Donkey Kong.
Yeah, I have mixed feelings on Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
I just feel like it lacks the same sort of charm or something like charisma that it Donkey Kong Country had. And I'm really annoyed that they took Diddy Kong out as playable in a single player mode.
Yeah.
You can only play him in co-op. And that's just sort of obnoxious because he's he was my favorite one. Like that's how I always play the game. Whenever I threw a barrel down, would get Diddy, I would switch to him immediately because he's much easier to control. He can jump higher and he's cuter.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he wins. And you can't do that. And I was just like, And he's just they gimped him. Like they made him just a jump boost and a health boost.
Yeah.
I was like, oh. And it didn't feel like I actually went back because Greg had Donkey Kong Country. I keep wanting to call it Returns now. The original on his Wii.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, all right. So I went and busted out an old controller and started playing it. I was like, this just feels better. Like the weight of the characters and like bouncing on one means you get to, you know, chain on multiple. And I found that really hard to do in Returns.
Mm.
It was so hard to chain your jumps. Like, you would just end up hitting the other person and losing health. And
yeah.
Like, come on. Like, that was the fun of this game, for me anyway.
I'm still bitter about Enslaved. Because I really, really wanted to like that game. And I love the characters and the story. And the concept was interesting. But because it didn't polish it, it just made that game frustrating to play.
Mm-hmm.
And so I finished it. But I kind of had to force myself to finish it. So just like
I didn't realize I never finished Mafia 2. I made it like 90% of the way. I'm right at the end. I could finish it at any point, but I just was like, eh,
yeah.
Sort of don't really care. I don't care about what happens, so I'm not going to.
Yeah, I think about the only game that has come out in the fall that has pretty much lived up to my expectations was Civ 5.
I haven't had a chance to play that yet. Yeah. When it comes out on Mac, I'm gonna get it, but I have to wait until then.
Yeah, you better make sure your Mac is souped up. That's what that's
I have
one
a brand new one.
About,
so
about that game is that fine. It definitely, if you've got the minimum system requirements, that's not
okay.
That's not good enough. You have to have higher than that. So.
I don't think my crummy laptop even has a minimal requirements.
Like I can get it to run on my work laptop if I like turn off
everything.
I have to play it in like strategy mode, which just shows you the, like, the different tiles.
Oh god!
You don't see any of the animations or anything like that.
Wow.
I can play it regular on our PC at home because that's one that my husband built and it's all souped up and everything. But yeah.
I'm playing it at work on our work computer here.
You must have a better computer than
not,
I do.
And it's not
you have
any
a
problems.
you have a desktop though,
I have a
right?
desktop though.
Yeah,
oh,
a not a Mac.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Not a laptop no.
Kirby's Epic Yarn actually surprised me. I knew it was going to be cute.
That's
I didn't
right.
expect it to be awesome. Like
I have played that. It is good.
It's a really good game. A surprising game. I think some people were warded off because they're like, "Eh, it looks like a baby's game." But actually it's super super fun.
That's a game for me that I'm just not going to play in like one sitting. That's something that I'm just going to keep going. Like, "Oh, I feel like a little bit of platforming today or something, you know, just go and unwind." Forgive the pun.
Yeah.
With Kirby's Epic Yarn, but it's a cute game, but it wasn't something I don't think this fall I had any game suck me in where I was like, "Oh my god, I cannot put this down."
Well, see, that's what that's what Kirby did for me though. I literally finished that game in like a day and a half. I was like, "I can't stop playing cuz it's so fun."
Wow.
So, I will say that it actually exceeded my expectations cuz I thought it'd be cute, but I was like, "Eh, I don't know," but I ended up really liking that
game. I've only played it a little bit. I'm going to have to go back and play it, but I agree with you. There's been nothing that's been like, "Oh my god, this is awesome."
Yeah.
Well, at least we know we've got good stuff coming next
year. Yeah, exactly. Next year is going to be awesome. Yeah.
And honestly, that's
and the beginning of this year.
yeah,
was awesome.
Yes,
in my opinion.
Yeah, we had Mass Effect 2. We had Darksiders was pretty good. And then we had
Heavy Rain,
God of War, Red Dead.
Maybe they're just trying to focus on everybody getting motion controls then. Like this Christmas and their mentality.
Yeah, that definitely was their
this Christmas for their sales and their mentality. Connect. They want everybody to have the hardware. And then they pushed all the software back.
But it seems like
year.
Even that was kind of meh. Like, if you look at the Kinect.
They sold 2.5 million in 25 days.
They sold a lot, but I'm saying IGN scores and everything was always around. Like,
oh, yeah, well, of course. I mean, the launch titles are not going to be
ever
as good as they'll get, down the road. It's just.
Yeah, and I have a Kinect, and we have Dance Central and Your Shape Fitness Evolved.
Yeah.
Dance Central.
I totally want to play Dance Central.
It's so much fun.
It's cool.
I can't use Kinect.
But
in
there are little things where, like, I actually haven't played it very much, but my husband has been playing it like mad, and it looks to me like he's doing everything correctly, but it's still not registering.
It is
him.
A little.
And
slow.
It's kind of one of those games where once you memorize the moves, the challenge
is gone.
Is going to be gone. So once you get through that playlist, I think.
Yeah, and the fact that you can't create your own playlist,
right.
I think
that's a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm sure all that'll change, but. Yeah.
With Dance Central 2.
Yeah.
And more tracks.
Your Shape.
More dancing.
Is cool, but it's missing, like, some things that I think they overlooked, like, a lot of elements of exercise games. Is, like, there's no tracking in the game other than the amount of total amount of calories you burn. Like, you can't go in and look at a calendar and set, like, your workouts. Like, you can't
be
Sports Active. And, you can do all that online on their website. You got to link it up.
Maybe they were trying to do that.
I tried it, and the website is barely functional, which is another big complaint of mine.
Not okay.
Why was this not ready to go
when
the game launched?
My mentality would be it's not really supposed to be touted as a workout game. You know, I mean, what, Dance Central?
No,
sorry.
Your Shape.
Oh, my bad.
Shape.
Okay.
Yeah.
I take that all back. Yeah. I thought we were still on Dance Central.
No.
Like, wait, I don't understand. Why are you upset that it's only giving you calorie counting? It's about dancing.
No. Your Shape.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds good. I agree with everything you just said.
So, and I haven't played EA Sports Active 2 yet, so we'll see.
Anthony has been playing it, and he looks sweaty, and that's all I will say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I definitely sweat playing
God.
Your Shape.
Did you guys see those GIFs of Fran?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Did you see
no,
hooping?
I didn't.
Nicole, you are missing out. That's the best thing that came out in regards to this game.
Okay. It's true. It's all very
so
true. That
where are they put? Did we put them somewhere? Did Bromley post them on Facebook or
Bromley
something?
Bromley would know where they live.
Okay.
Send Bromley. In fact, inundate Bromley's email address with requests for Fran's gifts.
Okay.
Yes.
In regards to, it was Your Shape, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was Your Shape.
Yeah,
because you reviewed that game.
Oh, Nicole, we're showing you right at, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah, as soon as we get out of here, we're going to go show you.
We'll put it up on IGN Girl Fight.
Oh, just put it up on the article of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So good.
So glorious. So glorious.
Anyhow, I mean, it makes me sweat. Like, workout-wise, it's fine. It's just annoying to me that it's kind of missing those little extras that, in my opinion, made EA Sports Active a more functional, all-in-one product. Like, I would like to, after I'm done with my workouts, just look at my progress instead of having to go over to my computer and log into the site there and, you know, I don't know.
Anything that makes you walk away from the area that you're at in order to go, I mean, anything like that is instantly a turnoff.
Yeah, and even in your tracking, too, like, there's no place to enter in, like, if you decided to do some other type of exercise.
Hell, even if I had my laptop sitting right next to me on the couch and ready to go, I still would be irritated.
Yeah, because, like, we have an elliptical machine, and so I do that sometimes instead of other stuff. And, like, there's no way for me to enter that in, whereas, again, EA Sports Active lets you enter in other things that you do besides the workouts in the game.
The one thing that was weird about last year's Active, they weightlifting was not an option, which I found really odd. Had so many other things in there, and I was like, no weightlifting? But that seems pretty common, like...
Yeah.
They have weights everywhere. I don't know. I thought that was weird. Maybe they changed it for 2. I haven't played it.
Yeah. I mean, I would hope that 2 is a lot better because, you know, theoretically, EA would have learned a lot from 1. So, but I haven't played it yet. So we'll see. So yeah, it's been a disappointing holiday. I'm starting to wonder too if maybe I'm just getting a little jaded.
I'm wondering that as well.
Not about you, about myself. Yeah.
I felt that way. Just have somebody you care about tell you that you don't like games anymore, and it will totally change your attitude.
But I just want, I don't know. I want Mass Effect 3, but I just...
Oh God, I want it so bad.
Yeah. So badly, please.
I'm so proud of my Daily Fix outro yesterday.
Your outro?
My outro.
What was your outro?
You know, we always say, this is Jessica Choba, and this was blah, 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 and that's your Daily Fix, and blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing that N7 t-shirt, the one that has the stripe down the sleeve, and I said, I'm Jessica Choba, and this is my favorite show on the internet.
Nice.
And I just was like, that was awesome.
I love that game.
I love that game.
Yeah. It's definitely a very good game. So that's supposed to be coming next year, right?
Theoretically. I mean, it's not. I mean, that's not announced. They've got a teaser for the VGAs, but it's not really clear what it is. It looks like a Mass Effect game, but it's not clear.
Yeah,
they won't say, but I would be surprised if it wasn't.
If it's not, if it's a spinoff, I'm just going to flip my shit. Because I don't want a spinoff yet. Yeah. I want
that
after.
It's a really good spinoff.
But I want them to finish their first story and go on their spinoff spree.
I'll take whatever I can get. I don't even care. I just want it.
What if it's multiplayer like based?
Like oh, focused. God.
God. Then no. Oh, no. No, I don't want that.
I'm sure there would be some sort
way
of.
Way to throw it right back in my face. Justine.
Yeah. Well, or what if it turns out like New Vegas?
Yeah.
Which you didn't like.
Either. Well, I don't think BioWare
would
do
literally,
that.
You're literally breaking my heart right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's still like a great sense of fear in me that I was just happy-go-lucky before.
Hey, you'll still have Dragon Age 2. That still looks awesome.
That's true. It does.
Yeah. I got that.
And it looks like they fixed some of the issues.
Mass Effect's t-shirts are cooler.
They do have way cooler t-shirts from Mass Effect. But
and they finally did girl clothing that is not pandering to vagina.
Although I'm wearing one of the...
Well, she's got the pandering one on.
I've got the pandering one on.
She's
with the fancy N7 logo. Oh.
Yeah, but you know who else took that because they liked it?
Scott Bromley. I'm just kidding.
That would be your automatic... Everybody's automatic default, but no, it's not. No, that would be the second automatic default. I believe it is Nick Scarpino.
What? That would be the third.
Right? I would never... Nick's a pretty burly
but
dude.
No. I Twilight and Harry Potter. Like, he has the secret...
I think you're... Really?
Am I totally outing him?
Did you just out him on Twilight? Oh, no.
I mean, not Twilight.
I knew about Harry Potter.
Manly vampires on True Blood.
Oh, God, you totally outed Nick! I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him what you did.
That's awesome.
Needless to say, Christine's wearing the very like curly cute, what would you call it, filigree-esque style
and
seven. But, you know.
It's kind of like a fleur-de-lis type design.
Good description. Totally is. But they also have like a great selection
normal.
Where they just took all the stuff they made for guys for girls and turned it into girl sizes.
Yeah, and you're like, great.
And they look fantastic.
What I want.
And they
yeah,
fit
I love that
well.
Shirt yesterday. That
yeah. And it's like good quality material. It's not that crap cotton. It actually is like something you would want to wear. And it's, I'm really impressed. Finally. Some really...
So thanks, BioWare.
Thoughtful. Yeah. Yes.
For listening to our podcast. Just kidding. I don't think that they do, but...
No,
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I send it their way often enough. And I'm like, pay attention to us.
Hi, we talk about you. We love you.
I sometimes stalk Steve Valentine on Twitter, but he ignores me.
Oh, wow. You just said that. I'm just teasing.
Honesty is key, right?
Yeah, but, exactly. You know, I mean, it's the Christmas, holiday season.
Holidays,
I'll be liberal. The holiday season. So I had a lot of people ask me where to get that shirt. This is why I'm bringing it up. Mm-hmm. Go over to the
BioWare
store. You can get them for yourself or your girlfriend or whomever you would like to buy them from. But they're it's all up and new and going now. So
yeah. And they have Dragon Age stuff, too. I have
they've got my
iDragon Alistair shirt.
Yeah, that's a great t-shirt, too.
Yeah.
That's actually my favorite one for obvious reasons in regards to Dragon Age.
Yep.
And speaking of holiday stuff, if you're looking for game suggestions, IGN obviously has Holiday Buyer's Guide up on the site. Mm-hmm. It's right on the homepage now, so you can find it very easily. And
you can go back and listen to our holiday podcast.
Yeah, you listen to our holiday podcast. If you're looking for stuff for kids, we've got our holiday guide on whattheyplay.com.
What do you guys want for Christmas? What's the like thing that you're gonna ask Santa and or whatever non-denominational god you pray to
for gifts?
For gifts. That is not a creepy statement at all.
I don't know. Like I said, I'm gonna ask for a spa day because I need time to relax.
Spa day is a good one.
I'm finally getting a smartphone.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
You
can play games. We come into the 21st century. I'm very excited.
What kind
about
of smartphone
that.
Are you looking at?
Well, my dad has offered to pay for it and possibly the plan if I go with Verizon. So I'm probably going to get the latest Droid. So that is probably what.
But are you going to hold out maybe for Verizon when they get the
iPhone?
See, I cannot. I've talked to people.
And Verizon
about
just announced, actually, we mentioned it on Daily Fix today, their new 4G network, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
I'm waiting for the. For the iPhone on Verizon.
Yeah. Well, I was going to wait for that, but they're still not even confirming it. And I don't want to wait like another year or two. I'm just like, screw
it. That makes sense.
So yeah. I'm just going to get a Droid. And if I want to trade it in for an iPhone later, I can. Because iPhone obviously has the better game library right now. Like, Droid is way behind. Like, the
that's
Android
actually
behind.
What I've been playing most. Like, lately, I've been playing a lot of Game Dev Story. Because I'm like, oh, I'm just going to keep my. I don't know. I have my. my company is called Boobs Inc.
I think that's a fabulous name.
And we make really awesome games.
Of course, because why would you want to make sucky ones?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, but you could if you wanted to.
Really? You can make,
yeah,
like, is
you
that
can
like
make,
a bad
they
character?
Have, no, but they have like bad combinations you could make, oh, or gotcha. That you can make them like rushed games instead of, you know, quality or... So, you can do what you'd like.
Cool.
I enjoy it.
I really don't know what I want. We don't really celebrate Christmas either. Well, my husband was raised Jewish, so, but he's not anymore. And so we don't really celebrate anything.
But he has a whole 9 days of presents coming his way. Why would you want to give that up?
Yeah, I know.
You know, that's what everybody used to tell him.
Because when you
he
get
was
older,
kid,
then you have to.
Not only that, he
reverse.
Never got good presents. From
oh,
Monica.
Really? Yeah,
it was like,
all, like
socks and like, you know, retarded stuff like that. So
well, that is. Not
yeah.
fun.
Exactly.
Well, no wonder I feel bad for him now.
Here are some socks.
Yeah.
Oh.
You should totally just give him socks for Christmas. That would be amazing.
Socks
I mean,
and
get
coal.
Him real stuff and just keep it off to the side so he doesn't know. But
yeah.
then like, just be like, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, typically we
here's some socks and some underwear.
We have made a tradition of celebrating New Year's more than Christmas because that's something we can both get behind.
Awesome.
Well, I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah. Ask for jewelry. That's what I would do.
That's what he typically defaults to. He's pretty good at picking out nice jewelry for me, so.
Are you a big jewelry girl?
Not huge. And actually, though, I've already got everything I want. Like, I have rings. I have a necklace that he got me for my birthday a while ago, which I'm not wearing today. But, so.
Maybe he'll get a tattoo for you. I saw that on Jerseylicious.
I think that's highly doubtful.
It was their 5-year wedding anniversary, and instead of getting her like a necklace or something, he went and got this ugly ass tattoo on his arm. And when he like revealed it to her, it honestly looked like an alien. But it was apparently the Saint Gerard or something. I'm not very good with my saints. But and it was really hideous, and she was so excited about it. And I was like,
really?
I would be a little bit annoyed if on my 5-year wedding anniversary, I think that's the first one you officially celebrate, or like technically, right? I mean, obviously you would do 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever, but the big
it's
the
kind
starting
of
like it has it actually has
thing.
A thing, right? Yeah, like a
yeah,
mouth, like a
well, they
paper
all do.
Or whatever.
No,
yeah,
paper is one.
Oh, they
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Okay, I had no idea.
Yeah.
But, all
go
right.
Go to Hallmark and pick up their little pocket calendar paper things, and on the back, they always have a list of
yeah.
what
really?
The anniversaries mean and what you're
supposed to get them. Is number
them.
5 yeah. tattoos?
No.
I don't think tattoo makes that list, oddly enough.
I think it
I remember.
Might be, see, we're on 4, so we've been through paper, I think cotton, wood, and leather, maybe? So I don't know what 5 is.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's all based in paganism
it's
anyway.
Ink.
Yeah. It's ink. Maybe.
Who knows? So you can do something with that paper from like 5 years before.
Eventually, once you've made it through all of them,
at
you
the
can
end,
craft
at the
together
end of it, you can
awesome.
Make a house.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All righty. So let's move on to questions. As always, if you have questions, you can send those to igngirlfight@gmail.com. I just want to make a quick note too, since we've been gathering new listeners. Throughout our tenure doing this podcast, that we've said before, but we haven't said in a while, It's very possible we have already answered your question. So we're getting lots of repeats. So if you've sent a repeat question, it won't be asked. Go back and listen to the other episodes and you'll probably find your answer there. I hate to be kind of snubby about that, but we've got a ton of questions, so we don't have time to re-answer stuff.
We should get a web sound effect. Oh, yeah.
We need to get a soundboard. Yeah.
Okay, so our first question comes to us from Ramirez. Ramirez says he got his little sister a PS3 so she would stop playing his games.
Nice.
But now all she plays is Home. PlayStation what? Home, that is.
That's
he
not a game.
He says he can't get her... Well, there are games in there now. Yeah. He says he can't get her to play anything else. He's got Dragon Age. He says Resonance.
Get her the Sims. Means
Resistance, Fate, Heavy Rain. Yeah, that's what I was
way
saying.
Less creepy.
Sims, for sure.
Yeah.
Or just let her burn herself out on Home, because it'll happen.
I mean, true.
Yeah. You know.
It will.
Yeah.
She'll find something else.
I never played Home until recently. Like, I never even made a character or anything. But I went in there, and they've got some cool little, like, mini game-ish type things in some of the areas. Like, there's a little big planet area, and there's, like, this game where you go around taking pictures of certain things in the area, and then you go back to the guy who gives you the mission.
Like a scavenger hunt?
Yeah, like a scavenger hunt type thing. And then he gives you, like, furniture for your pad or whatever. Mm. So... Huh. It's more interesting than it was
before. We just stand around and look at each other.
Yeah.
I have to look at it again because when I was on it before, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
The loading was really slow. Everything was really slow. And you'd walk in and you'd have a girl character and all of a sudden just be like,
hey, girl.
Swarmed.
Yeah.
And I'm just like,
are you really a female?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't run into that when I played. So I think maybe it's calmed down a little
bit. I've had my PlayStation 3 for like over 2 years and I've never even opened up Home, I don't think.
Never I once. Haven't either.
Like, I do not care.
It's all right. It's whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, mini games are fun. I mean, that's a good way to get her involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Sims, I think, is the
Sims
best
3
one.
Would.
What else? Let's see. I don't know.
I mean, that's a good one, because it's similar in that sort of, I'm walking around and...
Yeah.
Hanging out people. With people.
Yeah. That's Pac-Man. The only one I can think of. Sorry, that's not very many suggestions, but you
but
try
if that's,
the Sims.
But I mean, yeah, if that's the sort of game style she's going for at the moment, then that's what you got.
Okay, next question comes to us from Sean. Sean says he's noticed that IGN covers various fields of media entertainment, games, TV, movies, comics. He's curious why IGN doesn't review and cover books, as in like genre books. That's a good question.
Because that would take too long?
I just don't think that the demographic that we're shooting for really has any...
Reads that much.
Or if... I mean, they might, but...
It doesn't really tie in unless they would be reviewing, like... I know BioWare has a bunch of, like, Dragon Age and Mass Effect books, and Star Wars has a whole entire, like, shelf full of spin-offs.
Yeah, well,
stuff.
I mean, I don't think it would necessarily have to be a spin-off from a game, because we cover movies that aren't spin-offs.
I also don't think that there's a big market for book reviews. I mean, you can go on Amazon or whatever and click on the book, and everybody that's read that will already have a lot of information on it, so I don't think it's really necessary.
Well, the same thing could be said for games,
It's true, but, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I think more people would go to Amazon and look at that.
And we thought there was a market for anime for a while, and we had an anime channel for a while, and that completely went bust. Like,
well, we missed the anime boat. We started way too late with that.
We did. That was actually kind of dumb. But it's the kind of same thing where it seems like, okay, books would make sense. You know, a lot of.
But at this point, it's too little too late.
Yeah. So that would be why.
Well, and also, I mean, I'm a huge reader.
Yeah.
You know, I read constantly, and I have never looked on a book review site in my life.
Well, not only that, but I think especially with, like, Kindle and things like that, it's like, well, I could just download this book, but they've got a huge, like, free selection, so I'm just going to download this book and try reading it instead of going to look and see if it's any good. What do I care? Like, so.
Yeah, I also don't know what other kind of coverage you would do.
There are all sorts of
author
genres.
Interviews, obviously, but.
That would be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not always. Sometimes they're
sometimes if it's Oprah interviewing.
And how would you cover what genre? I mean, Ian Rankin and George
well, he's
R.
talking
Martin
specifically like genre fiction, so it would be like sci-fi or fantasy and you
basically
know
those two.
Stuff that gamers would probably, if they read, would be most into.
Yeah, it just won't work.
But anyhow, I don't think that there is enough of a market for it, and that's probably why. I also don't know if it's ever even been considered.
I don't know if it has been either.
All right, next question comes to us from Frederick. Frederick wants to know if we had any tips for a cooperative game that a 5-year-old could play without throwing the Wii remote at the TV. He said he's thinking about New Super Mario Brothers and Mario Party 8, but he's open to more ideas. Well, New Super Mario Brothers is hard.
Yeah, so if you talk about him, might be thrown at
Yeah, I don't know how it is that he's throwing it. Like if he's flailing it around or if he throws it because he's mad.
Yeah,
so. Kirby's Epic Yarn is a pretty easy one too, and you can't die in it, and there's no violence, so it'd be perfect for a 5-year-old.
It's true.
Yeah, Guilty Party is a lot of fun. That's a multiplayer game. Epic Mickey.
I mean, you could cool do Donkey Kong together and have him get, because the thing about co-op is if there's a part that's too hard for somebody, Diddy Kong can just climb onto Donkey Kong's back and become the boost. So like you could get past the difficult parts because there are really hard parts in that game.
Yeah.
But
well, they have Super Guide too.
And then they also have Super Kong. If you die 8 times in a level, like he'll pop up and be like, "All right, you want me to do this for you?"
Yeah.
So. There's, you know, it's a hard game, but at the same time, there are ways to get around the difficulty.
Yeah. Next question.
Okay. You look a little PO'd.
It smells like crap over here.
It does? I can't smell anything over here.
Is it me?
All I can smell is your lotion.
I can only smell your lotion right now.
I can't even smell your lotion anymore.
Like I'm checking the bottom of my shoe. I mean, it literally smells like poop. Is it this chair?
Sniffing the chair.
I mean, I'm not kidding. Like, it's really
bad.
I can't smell anything. I smell your
Do I have a brain tumor? Like, what the hell is going on? Sudden onset of a brain tumor. Yeah, it smells like poop.
I have no
idea.
It's been driving me nuts
this whole time, and I'm trying to, like, find it, and I can't.
You can't locate the smell.
I can't find it. And it's. I keep smelling myself, and it doesn't smell like me.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm gonna sit next to you, if I start to stink, just tell me, because then obviously we know where it's coming from, and
I could definitely smell that lotion, though. You said that was Prada.
Okay. Yeah. So back on top.
Yeah, what was the question?
So next question comes to us from Denny the woman. I accidentally referred to her as a male on one of our previous.
She corrected me.
Yeah. So she wants to know if any of us are fans of Buffy, Angel, Firefly, or Dr. Horrible.
Nope.
No.
I like Firefly.
I would not call myself a fan of any of those. It's just mostly that I haven't watched it.
Oh,
not
yeah.
that I'm not. I don't like it, but
yeah. I haven't watched most, but I do. I have watched Buffy, and I just can't get into it really. And I just think it's because I'm not a big fan of Sarah Michelle Gellar that much.
That could be it.
Yeah, that might do
it. I'm not against her. I'm just not pulled into that series.
Yeah, I really liked Firefly. I thought it was a shame that I actually didn't watch it when it was on TV. We Netflixed it and watched the whole season. But I thought it was really good, and it was only on for one season, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm watching Jess, like, trying to
She's, like, locating the smell.
And then,
my hair.
And then they made that movie, and spoiler alert, they, like, killed everybody in it, so there's no chance of, like, moving
on. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I think I've watched the movie, Firefly.
A lot of the main characters died in that movie.
Did they not die in the season, in the TV season?
No, I mean, it got canceled kind of abruptly, I think, and it's got a big fan following. Like they were petitioning to try to get it back on and everything. So
is that the one with Nathan Fillion?
Fillion. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, I have seen that movie.
Yeah.
It was very weird to me.
Yeah, I assume Dana is a fan as well, since she really likes Nathan Fillion. So, but that's just my take on that. All right. Next question comes to us from McConnell. McConnell wants to know what one video game we have felt the most emotionally connected to and why.
Oh, wow.
We've said this before. Mass Effect. Mass Effect 1 and 2.
For me, it's Bioshock.
Emotionally connected?
Yeah.
Shadow of the Colossus.
How about you,
Mary? I might change my answer when that collection comes out and I finally get to play those games.
God, yeah, who knows? So you know what? I smell it now.
Yeah, so it's me.
I don't think it's you.
Is it? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Is it me?
No, it's not you.
See, I still don't smell.
Is it on my shoes?
Maybe. I don't know.
There's nothing on my shoes.
Not my shoes, is it? Because we have dogs.
It's my shirt. Smell my shirt. No, dude, it's driving me crazy.
No, when I get close to you, all I smell is that lotion.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I have no idea.
I don't smell anything.
I don't smell
still.
Anything.
Maybe it hasn't. Like, it hasn't come over here yet. I'm gonna stay over here in the safe area.
Not my shoe.
Well, we're almost done. It's
ridiculous. Yeah. This is driving me crazy.
Maybe it's the headphones.
Oh.
Is it that?
No.
it's not. I thought maybe one of the boys had bad breath and just like eked out of the mic, but it's not.
That would be really intense.
It's not them. It's not them.
Okay. Well, we'll be out of here soon enough. We
maybe
got
it's
time
the carpet.
For just a couple more. It might be.
It might
the carpet.
Be the carpet.
Yeah, but
maybe somebody peed on it.
Christine.
Maybe Portillo
Christine,
came
go
on
down
over.
There and smell the carpet.
Oh, no. I was gonna say maybe the guys from Game Spider
I'm
Briefings.
I'm gonna smell it.
Oh, well, they might have, but.
She's on the floor on all fours yeah. sniffing the carpet.
Not the carpet.
Not the carpet. The carpet.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm actually getting pissed off. I'm actually getting pissed off.
Okay.
It's ruining my podcast.
Just breathe through your mouth.
But it's in my mouth. What if it's
what?
Like, because then the stink will be in my
you
mouth.
You think it's your breath?
No. That's she said she said breathe through your mouth. And yeah. I said if I start breathing through my mouth, then it's going to get in my mouth. And that's
but
gross.
You can't smell with your mouth.
I know, but it's my mouth.
You know your nose and your mouth are connected.
Shut up. I've got nose hair filters.
That is true, you do. Everybody does.
Okay. Next question comes to us from Darren. Darren wants to know if we think the mighty corporate hardware giants will ever embrace cross-platform gaming. It's kind of related to OnLive. Mm-hmm. The ones that make the platforms, no.
No, but everybody else,
everybody
why not?
Else
it's going
to
make them
yeah.
more money.
Yeah. So as long as Sony, Nintendo, and Microsoft are set on making their own thing, it's not ever going to happen. All right. Next question comes to us from Ryan. Ryan says that he read my Facebook Games Matter editorial and said that he noticed lots of horrible comments on it. Well, good for
it's
you. I didn't
the internet.
I didn't look at the horrible comments. So he wants to know how we feel about people making rude and ignorant comments, not only on stuff that we work on, but in other ways.
I think
as well.
Depending on your mood on the day, you either ignore it. Because it is just the internet, and what do we care what
and people just want to be jerks.
Yeah,
say, and then if you're close to your period, then it becomes a problem.
Yeah,
or at least that's how it works for me.
Yeah, I do have to say, when I first started at IGN, I was not prepared for
the amount of onslaught,
and it upset me a few times. But now, my skin has thickened,
sort of
and I'm just kind
of
like
you have to have a really thick skin, but. In regards to what you were saying when you started here and not being prepared, I do find it irritating, and I'm not calling anybody out specifically. I just think it's the mentality of maybe the company here, but I'm not a fan of how IGN doesn't seem to really follow their own TOS, like on the boards and blogs and things like that. Like and staff-wise, there's no way we can keep up with all of it, but there's some pretty ridiculous stuff on there that should blatantly be taken care of that I've complained about since I started that I've yet to see any change in. And I find that disheartening.
Yeah.
So I think us as a company and companies in general should start really, fixing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, it's to the point where if I'm having a bad day, I won't look at comments at all. I'm not even going to bother. Which is kind of unfortunate because I do enjoy interacting with the community and I do want to know what people think, but like
now I sort of just do that with my IGN.
The poster. Yeah, my IGN
as opposed
is kind
to
of
looking
a,
at
is,
the
is
article
place.
Comments because there's too many trolls in there for you to get to a good comment.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm still pretty new at this, so it's still hard for me to stomach a lot of the horrible things that people say on the internet. So I do choose to just mostly go to my IGN and do
well,
it
and
that way.
Well, I think people default to the sense that I don't want people to think that a good comment equates to agreeing with us all the time.
Yeah.
I'm fine reading if somebody disagrees.
Yeah,
I just,
absolutely.
Just put it
in a tactful way.
In a tactful way. And if anything, I mean, when I read our comments, especially for things like Daily Fix and Strategize or whatever, I'm looking at that for feedback, for positive and negative feedback, but presented in a clear and concise manner so that we can improve, because we want to improve. We want to give you guys a better product. I mean, we don't want to suck by any means, And so it's a shame that you just can't get that.
I mean, people package their quote-unquote feedback in like, hey, look at this stupid biatch, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, all right, well, you've just negated like everything that you're saying, regardless of whether or not it's true and actually.
There were a ton of comments on your New Vegas review that said that kind of said that you were a guy. I'm like, did you not even read the, like her name? No, I mean, right, people
they don't read the byline and they don't read the article. They look at the score.
Then you say somebody posted on your wall like great Ghost of Sparta review.
Yeah,
or something.
Somebody posted on my IGN wall, good job on the Ghost of Sparta review, and I was like, that would be Nicole. So I will pass that message along to her.
We're interchangeable, apparently. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously we don't like it, but it's kind of the nasty reality of the internet and what happens on there. So,
yeah,
we got time for one more. It's from someone named Alistair.
Yay!
So he says that he's realized that he spent he was playing No More Heroes, and he says he realized that he spent 70% of the time hating the game, but the payoff was amazing for the kick-ass boss levels and cinematics. Have any of us stuck with a game and felt the same way afterwards? Like, we actually didn't enjoy a lot of it, but felt that the payoff was...
I would say Fallout 3 for me, because I was having such a hard time getting into it for so long. Mm-hmm. So long. And then finally, when I don't know what happened, but for whatever reason, it clicked. And
yeah, the same thing happened to me with the first Mass Effect.
Yeah. And then it clicked, and I did still find it what I found frustrating in the beginning when I was really, really frustrated and wouldn't play, I still found frustrating before, but for whatever reason, I stuck with it this time. And each time, it just seemed each boss got better, each cinematic got better, the story was like getting more interesting, and so it just kind of carried me through to the end. And by the time I got to the end, I was like, oh, this is amazing. And now I actually want to go back and do all the side quests that I missed along the way, which I would probably do.
Yeah.
So I would say Fallout 3 for me.
Yeah, for me, it was the first Mass Effect. Unfortunately, like I couldn't say for sure about a lot of games, because if I don't have to play something like for review and it's pissing me off, I will just not finish it.
Yeah. I haven't had a lot of games like that, because I will find I'll just stop playing. Yeah. Like, what's the point?
Right.
I don't like acquiring tastes in order to, like, I'd really rather it be fun immediately, like, or it clicks with me immediately. Otherwise I probably won't finish it.
Yeah. There's a good rule of thumb that if it takes players an hour to get into your game, you haven't designed your game correctly.
Yeah.
You really should grab people right from the start. How about you, Megan?
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I either love it or I hate it. And a game usually has 1 to 2 hours to grab me. And if I can't do it, you know, away it goes.
Yeah.
So I can't think of anything off the top of my head where I, like, wasn't grabbing.
But you said you forced your way through Enslaved, and you don't feel like the payoff was worth it?
No, not really. I mean, the ending was okay, but it was leaning towards more of the WTF kind of God of War 3 ending, where it was like, that's it. That's all that happens. So, yeah, I didn't find the payoff was worth it. I was hoping it was, because some people really liked the ending. And so I was like, okay, maybe this will be the big payoff, but it's not really. So it's another point of frustration I had with Enslaved. I really wanted to like that game. I'm so sorry.
And so we're now back on games that we didn't like.
Exactly. Sorry.
Yeah, I've never had a game where I haven't liked it and then loved it later.
Yeah.
It's just I either haven't bothered to finish it, or I'll go through it and I'm like, yep, still didn't like it.
Yeah. All right. So on that note, we are going to wrap up. Thanks so much for listening. If you have questions, comments, feedback, or fan art, you can send them to IGNGirlFight@gmail.com. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/IGNGirlFight. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/IGNGirlFight. And you can like each of us individually on my IGN. Thanks so much for listening once again, and we'll be back with you next week.